upon a time, there was a young man who finished his traineeship after 7 years of hard work. For his outstanding work, his master rewarded him with a huge chunk of gold.
You have been honest and loyal, so I will pay you with a chunk of gold as big as you had.
The young boy wrapped it up, put it in his bag, and headed back home. On his way, he met a rider sitting on his horse. The rider noticed him.
Hey chap, why are you walking?
The boy answered,
I have to carry home my chunk of gold, but it's so heavy.
The rider listened and offered him to swap his horse for the boy's gold. He was thrilled and changed his gold for the horse. Because the boy wasn't a good rider, he quickly lost control over the horse and fell off. Fortunately, a farmer with a cow crossed his way and stopped the horse. The boy was angry and complained about the horse. He burdened,
My horse is such a fool. I'd love to have a cow like yours. Riding on her would be so much easier.
The farmer answered happily,
Well, then have my cow, I'll have your horse instead.
So they traded their animals and both of them rode away. Hans carried on while thinking everything would work out well. Out of the blue, a random guy appeared with a beautiful white goose. Hans told him about his fortune in trade. The boy praised the quality of his goose and tried to frighten Hans.
A fat pig has been stolen from the little town nearby, and now everybody is hunting the thief. Just imagine what would happen if they saw you with the pig.
Hans was deeply shocked and shouted,
Oh Lord Jesus, you must help me. You know your way around here, so please take my pig and give me your goose instead.
It's a huge risk for me, but I will take it for you.
He took the pig and ran away with a mean smile on his face because he had gotten the better out of it. Our young hero walked away happily and relieved of all worries. As he came through the last village, he saw a knife sharpener sitting next to the stone who was merrily singing.
I sharpen the scissors and sharpen the knives in order to help you to have better lives. I sharpen the scissors and I sharpen the knives in order to help you to have better lives.
Hans asked him,
You seem very happy. How are you?
I'm fine,
said the sharpener and praised his business. A trade in hand finds gold in every land.
If you want to make a lot of money like me, you just have to become a sharpener. For that, you need a wonderful stone like mine.
Hans agreed and said,
I would be the luckiest boy on earth if you give me a stone and take my goose instead.
The knife sharpener nodded. Hans picked up the stone and happily walked on. His eyes were beaming with joy.
I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I'm a true child of fortune.
Yet he became tired as he has been walking since daybreak. And he started getting as hungry as a wolf because he had eaten up greedily all his snacks and sandwiches out of joy. After he had traded in the cow, he could hardly go on, and the stone was weighing more and more heavily.
Oh, it would be so great not to carry the stupid stone,
he said to himself. When he happened to stop at a fountain, he decided to drink some water, and totally exhausted, he put the stone at the edge of the fountain. He bent down to drink, and at that moment, he touched the stone, and it fell into the fountain and disappeared in the depth of the water. Hans saw the sun sink deeper and deeper, and when it was completely gone, he jumped off happily and thanked God for having him released from the weight of the heavy stone.
I am so happy. No one under the sun is as happy as I am right now.
With a light heart and relieved of the weight, he ran home until he reached his mother's house, and they lived happily ever after.